At the May 11th meeting, Commissioner John Bonitz said he shares the community's skepticism about flock safety after being outspoken about a town partnership with the company since 2023. He stated how, despite recent town reassurances about data deletion, he thinks Pittsboro does not have a reliable way to know if the company is violating the contract. Ultimately, he warned against local governments sourcing surveillance infrastructure to a fast-growing private company with a business model that depends on expanding its scale and reach.
Public safety really matters, and I believe that it must be balanced against privacy, property rights, local accountability, and the presumption that citizens are free unless there is individualized suspicion. Government should not monitor innocent citizens by default.
The 4-1 vote rejected Mayor Kyle Shipp's recommendation to continue the usage of flock cameras through the end of the current contract ending in January of 2027. Although noting the current contract's, quote, ambiguous language, Shipp explained his belief that the technology is a valuable tool for local police to help solve crimes related to motor vehicles and missing persons. Jay Farrell was the only board member to share the sentiment.
I'm asking you to support Chief Johnson and the Pittsburgh Police Department to continue their work until at this time we can revisit this contract, review it, revise it, and rewrite it.
Board member Tiana Thurber said residents have been, quote, loud and clear about their problems with flock, with the public comment portion at recent meetings dominated by residents speaking out against the technology. Fellow board member Candace Hunziker shared how, while campaigning for her commissioner's seat last year, she held regular community meetings with Pittsboro residents, and flock cameras were consistently a topic for discussion.
Ultimately, I was elected to represent the people of Pittsboro, and I believe the overwhelming sentiment from our residents is that the potential of abuse, loss of privacy, and lack of meaningful guardrails outweigh the benefits that these cameras provide. And so for those reasons, I support removing the flock cameras immediately.
She acknowledged how public distrust extends beyond Pittsboro. On the local level, she shared how Chatham County moved to end its contract with flock recently. On the national level, she shared how concern surrounding automated license plate reader technology is bipartisan, with municipalities ending contracts with flock over a lack of privacy protections.
And I struggled with this decision. I never want to do anything that negatively impacts public safety or our police department's ability to do their job. But our police department has done an incredible job protecting this town, its people, and their property long before flock cameras ever existed. And with the addition of the new officers sworn in tonight, I trust our police department's ability to continue protecting this town without this technology.
In her motion, Hunziker set the date of July 1st, 2026 as a deadline for the cameras to be removed by flock, which was approved by the board. The group PittsboroCameras.org was a vocal opponent of Pittsboro's flock system. In a statement provided to Chapelboro.com, group member Bradley Pierce said he's thankful the commissioners voted against flock. He said the following, "We are grateful to the commissioners who listened carefully to those concerns and recognize that Pittsboro should not build a system capable of tracking the everyday movements of ordinary people. Public safety matters, but it should never come at the cost of treating an entire community as a pool of data to be collected first and justified later." For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.